Love hearing Dave Schluter. He's the man. I love Dave Schluter. Dave, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great, and I know that we do share one value besides being friends, John, is that we both enjoy breaking misconceptions in half where people live life totally with a false premise. And so I mentioned to you the topic tonight, and it has to do with leasing properties, either residential or commercial. And I go ahead and state what that one is because
this one's passionate to you. 40 years,
I've had hundreds of calls where people have gotten it, you know, had it wrong their whole life.
Yeah, let's set it up for it. So if you're leasing a property, meaning you have a business and you're going to rent a property or you're going to rent a house or something, well, walk us through. You set it up for us.
Yeah, well, the day you sign the lease, it's 1 year, 2 year, 5 years. The obligation to pay rent vests as soon as you and the landlord both sign. The misconceptions are that for a business, for example, it fails, or on a home, you move out because you get transferred. Many calls come into my office saying, well, I'm not there anymore. I'm not getting anything out of the lease. And the one that really had me suggest tonight's topic was someone who did not have very good counsel, and they signed a commercial lease that if you took it out the full term, it was about $500,000 that they were on the hook the day they signed. It was extremely high amount of responsibility. While they failed to put a contingency in there that the type of business they wanted to run in the particular suburb would be approved by the village.
Oh, no.
And they signed on the $500,000. And then went in before the village to fill out the paperwork, and they said, we already have too many of your type of business. And then they looked over his shoulder and said, next, meaning no operation of what he counted on.
But he's still on the hook for that $500,000?
He has to beg, but yeah. I mean, obviously, the sooner he found out, the better. And I gave the condolences, but what everybody needs to do if you're going to be an entrepreneur, are you going to expand into your next location? The residential contingencies sometimes could be, can I have a dog, or, you know, can I have two parking spaces? Those things aren't as fatal. But if you do sign a residential lease, let's say it's even 1 year, when you and the landlord both sign, you owe 12 times that monthly rent, no matter how long you stay.
Yeah,
back to the commercial, yeah, the person had to buy out, you know, the landlord was not a monster. It was a business that happened. They were counting, you know, landlords, leases are a two-edged sword. They give the tenant the security of knowing they won't be thrown out as long as they pay, no matter how much the landlord might want them out. But it also gives the landlord, having been a commercial landlord before, I can tell you, you're really concerned about having the steady income for things like Cook County property taxes, mortgage payment, you know, snow plowing bills. It just, everything just comes in. You're really concerned, am I going to have the money? So the landlord did actually let him out. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not picking on the person, but it was a percentage, pretty large percentage of what they owed. And the person is still to this day looking for a new location. And so it's just one of those misconceptions that, it was a one sentence contingency that would have said the obligation of the tenant is the granting of a business license for the business of X.
I got a question for you. I know that you're obligated to play the lease and they can take it to court. I had this similar situation when we moved to Downers. I liked the house. We bought it. I still had 7 months, I think, left on my lease that we were renting at the time. And my landlord, who's a nice guy, he did shave off 1 month at the end. And he's like, well, you can help me try and sublease it. Like, let's try and find someone together. And we did, and we couldn't find anyone. And I ended up paying 6 months for a place I didn't live in. And at the final, like the cleaning and stuff, he shook my hand. He's like, hey, thanks for not like trying to run away from this thing. And it wasn't until that moment I thought that was even an option. Because
it's called co-marketing. They don't have to agree to it. But again, you know, in this case, you know, the landlord's fears is the guy just going to file bankruptcy or something like that. But they worked it out. But yeah, there was some co-marketing.
No legal obligation
to participate together as partners.
But they have
the landlord to find somebody.
I think people, when they break a lease, they assume that it's not worth the trouble for the residential landlord to sue to get that money. I don't know what the mechanism that they'd have to do it is, but I imagine it's some sort of civil court situation and that they'd rather just find a new tenant. And that's why people sometimes break leases. But that person can sue you and can collect that money, right?
Yeah, they can. They can garnish wages. And also, if they do get a judgment against you, the Illinois statute is it grows 10% every year. So if you stiff them for $2,000, it becomes $2,200, and it keeps going interest on interest. So it's a motivation to clear it up. Again, it's harsh. Attorney's fees, you know, people don't work for free who handle those matters. But negotiating can happen. But again, there isn't any kind of, quote, good faith idea of immediately taking your first offer, which a typical one is, you know, you have college roommates that don't get along anymore, and they signed a year, and it's 2 weeks. They haven't even had their first test yet. And I've had parents call me. Well, Tommy and John aren't getting along. I guess he took his video game or something. And what are we going to do about this? Well, some of those landlords have already had the parents co-sign those things.
Oh, yeah.
Those can be a hand grenade. But again, just a word of the wise, pay an attorney. It's hourly work. And if the attorney suggests that, in this case, hit rewind, if that person's attorney had gone to the landlord or the landlord's broker and said, look, we're gonna be here, but we just need to have that village meeting and have that all in order before we go ahead and start putting infrastructure and, you know, marketing and everything else and hiring people. So, you know, if it's not contingent, the bottom line is it is owed. So just, you know, take the time. Sometimes people who play hardball, you might not want to give them your money. You might not want to be their tenant if
that's true.
Totally unreasonable.
Well, I was just going to say, so you help people out, obviously, with buying homes and all that stuff. So if someone is leasing commercial property, you'll walk it through it with them if they hire you to do so. That's not too small of a gig for you to do.
Oh, no. I enjoy it because typically always looking for finding ways to have income. If a business owner is looking, they may never have an estate plan. They also may have kids that are successful. They also may be moving in their home. And it is a good way to have a good impression and do a good job. But, yeah, it's a matter of just, you know, I have a checklist right away of the past disasters clause. Another one is a lot of commercial leases say that if the mechanicals totally fail because they're 40 years old and you do nothing wrong as a tenant, let's say you got a restaurant and the thing just goes out in the middle of August. One I always ask to have changed is the tenant will maintain those very expensive HVAC systems, but I usually prevail on if it totally fails just because it's old, the landlord has to pay that bill as a capital improvement. And a lot of people never, if they don't read that and then they're stuck $22,000 and they're just starting their business, you know, because it goes out the first month or something.
WGNattorney.com. Obviously, Dave, you have a lot of knowledge in this area. 630-285-5300. 630-285-5300. Dave Schluter, he's got a wealth of experience. You can tell when you chat with him. Dave, you're the best. Talk soon, okay?
Okay. Have a great rest of your week, John.
That's great.